On behalf of the faculty and staff of Eastern Mennonite University, I welcome all of you to this celebration, to the class of 2011. This is your day. Congratulations for all the hard work you completed to reach this very significant milestone. I have it on good authority that the only thing that happens to bears when they get wet is that they stink. If you don't get that, just wait for the introduction of the speaker. On behalf of the entire faculty and staff of EMU, we extend a special welcome to family and friends of this graduating class. We welcome you to join in celebrating the educational achievements of these graduates of Eastern Mennonite University. Our graduates know full well that your support has been an integral part of their college success, culminating in this celebration of all that they have accomplished. In this commencement exercise, we send you forth as 2011 graduates to new communities and to new opportunities, and pray that you will continue to experience Christ and follow His call to witness faithfully, serve compassionately, and walk boldly in the way of nonviolence and peace. Andrew Dula of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Chair of the EMU Board of Trustees, will lead in our opening prayer of invocation. Please stand for the invocation and remain standing for the hymn.
Loving God, our source of every human hope, whose love and care have touched us all, we gather here to give you thanks for this moment and to seek fulfillment none of us can ever find alone. Open us to the deeper meanings of this moment, which is both nostalgic and joyful, which honors our past while advancing us on an uncertain path. On this day of endings and beginnings, we applaud the transmission of wisdom and knowledge here at Eastern Mennonite University, and yet we are awed by all that remains unknown and mysterious. Encourage us always to savor beauty, to speak truth, to do justice, to walk humbly, to love mercy, to serve others, to advance community, to respond in compassion, and live rich and engaged lives for your service here on earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
The graduates' perspectives will be given by undergraduate students Megan Grove and Mitchell Stutzman. Nona Allen will speak on behalf of the Adult Degree Completion Program, and Erica Yutzi will speak on behalf of graduate programs. I'd like to invite each of those four to come to the platform, please, as a group, and follow each other in that order.
President Schwarzendruber, Dean Heise, Provost Niss, faculty, staff, parents, friends, and classmates, I am honored to welcome you to the commencement of Eastern Mennonite University's undergraduate class of 2011. The journey to this point has been different for each of us. Some of us took time off. Some of us came right from high school. Some of us have spouses. Some of us will soon. Some of us began our journey as awkward freshmen, and some of us never left that stage. But despite these differences, we all came here seeking something, a way to get a job, a way to make money, a way to live more wholly in the world, a way to find fulfillment, a way to become ourselves. Whatever it may be, we are all seekers at one point or another. Seeking is one of the focuses of our graduation commitment, which states that we will commit ourselves to a lifestyle of social and environmental integrity and will seek to improve these aspects of the communities in which we work. In my mind, seeking evokes the image of a child, filled with awestruck wonder at the world in which she lives, filled with never-ending questions. She is not afraid to bury her hands down deep in the dirt to discover the tiny forms of life that live there. A child is not afraid to ask the tough questions that no one else seems to be asking, but that everyone is wondering. A child is not afraid to discover the why and the how, not just the how-to. This is the life of one who seeks, one who is not satisfied with simple answers, but desires depth, one who has never finished learning, never finished growing. In this process of seeking, I am encouraged to remember the need for connections with other human beings. As our dear friends at the Attachment Conference taught us, in order to live fully enriched, spiritual and healthy lives, we must live in relationship with one another. College has allowed each of us the opportunity to form relationships, some good, some bad, some lasting, some final. This seeking of relationships will be what carries us from this chapter to the next. My encouragement to you, the class of 2011, is to never end the process of seeking, of discovering the mysteries of life. Seek truth. Seek not to receive answers, but to question. Seek desire. Seek humanity. Seek to understand. Seek a new way of seeing, a new way of being. Seek to be stretched, to be vulnerable. Seek a higher power. This process of seeking, growing, and learning is far from over. We have only finished the classroom stage. The next stage is on the horizon. As you leave this place and take hold of another, remember that the most exciting paths are those that have yet to be traveled, those that have yet to be marked. I want to leave you with a quote by T.S. Eliot. "We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time." Thank you.
Hello. I, too, would like to extend my thanks to President Lauren Schwarzengruber, Dean Nancy Heise, Provost Niss. I would also like to insert my personal welcome to the administration, faculty, staff, students, friends, loved ones, parents. Today is the end of an era in my life and in the lives of my fellow graduates, gathered here on the lawn and a bit soggy, and I thank you for joining us in this celebration. Those of you who attended Baccalaureate last evening may recall that Dr. Peter Dula made reference to the last few boring speeches that the class of 2011 would have to sit through before they could leave this place forever. I will work to make this speech as brief and as captivating as possible. To begin, I would first like to thank my fellow graduates for providing me with the opportunity to speak here today. I was honored to receive the invitation to serve alongside Megan as an undergraduate student representative. From this point on, each one of our lives will never be the same. Please pardon the cliche, but it's completely true. I'm sure that most of you have done this by now, but think, we are, or at least soon will be, college graduates. I have mentioned to others that this is the day I start trying to become a grown-up. Each one of us has been prepared by this university in a specific way to carry out our individual call and mission. The training that we received, the relationships that we have built and maintained, cross-cultural encounters, and the long hours of studying have prepared us to face the challenges of life outside of the shelter of academia. In looking at the program that we all received this weekend, we can see all the ways in which our class is going to change the world around us. There are over 400 of us graduating today. Some are going to be actors, some artists, some will be doctors, some nurses. Some are going to be accountants, some pastors, some coaches, some social workers, some biologists, and some of the lucky of us will be teachers. Yeah. It struck me during this past semester that no matter the path that's before us, you and I are going to leave this place and change the world. We are going to change the world one student at a time, one client at a time, one friend at a time. I realize that by this point, this speech is sounding pretty corny, but I believe that we are a class of talented, bright individuals that have the capacity to create a lasting change in this world. For that change, I thank our professors for preparing us for the next step out of this institution. Thank you, parents, family, and friends that have supported me and the other graduates along this journey through college. And thank you to the future actors, future nurses, accountants, pastors, social workers, and teachers for not only coming this far and being the graduating class of 2011, but thank you for being my class. I'm excited to see what we can accomplish when we leave this place. Blessings to all of you, my graduating peers, as you discover what is in store for you. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Nona Allen. I am a 62-year-old divorced mother of four, grandmother of seven, a full-time United Methodist minister who pastors four churches. Being in the adult degree completion program has been one of the most exciting, exhilarating trips I have ever taken in my life. I sincerely thank the faculty and all of my fellow students, my friends, my congregants, and my family, and I thank the God whom I serve for the opportunity to stand before you today. As an older person, I've experienced many of the things that the younger graduates have not yet faced. I've had many shattered dreams and trials and tribulations along the way. I attended college before and found out just how much I did not know, and in despair gave up and turned back. I saw an advertisement for EMU in the newspaper, and the fire within me began to burn, and so I contacted the faculty. Over the next 2 years, we exchanged conversations and meetings, and they began to woo me, constantly saying, "Come and try, come and try." Finally, I entered into the program with much fear and trepidation. And when I walked in and saw the age gap between me and my fellow students, I was terrified. But I soon found out that people are people everywhere. On the night that we were taking statistics, and I could not get my calculator open. Several of the students took me under their wing and spent hours with me teaching me how to use the calculator and how to process the problems so that I wound up getting an A in the class. That's a miracle. I also have learned so much from them. Each one of them are their own unique person, bringing their own gifts and talents and experiences into the class. I thought at my age there was not a lot that I could learn, but boy, was I wrong. As I made this walk today, my fellow students all gave me a thumbs up sign and words of encouragement as I proceeded up here to represent them. Folks, I want to say to you that this is a unique graduating class. The dedication of these young people and older people show in the fact that they're all sitting in a pouring down rain quietly. I'd like to say that God called each one of us from the chaos of the world to Eastern Mennonite University to get an education and be a different person. Now Eastern Mennonite University is sending us with our education back into that chaos to make a difference, and we will. God bless you.
I remember about 2 months ago now, I was laying in a hammock on top of a hostel roof in Honduras. Sounds pretty good right now. It was a beautiful spring morning, and you could see the volcanoes that surrounded this little town. It was crisp. You could see the fog coming off the edges. It was wonderful. Every morning, I walked to a coffee shop around the corner from this hostel, and I would pass vendors and tourists, merchants. You know, I would stop and talk to them, engage them, hear their story. And with such ease, you know, I was able to connect to each person I met along the way. It felt like it just gave me incredible energy. And I had found a certain freedom that wouldn't have been possible without what I've learned in the counseling program. I expected to come here right out of undergraduate studies to learn about the academics of becoming a counselor. But what we actually learned meant so much more deeper than this. We learn to be who we are. For me, it was gaining a voice, something I didn't even know I had when I started the program, something I came home to when I was speaking Spanish, surrounded by volcanoes in Honduras. My classmates realized their internal world as well. As we discovered ourselves together, therapy became so much more than about pain. It was about play and humor and growth. I found myself actually playing in sand together. We colored, we danced. Together, we learned to honor all of these pieces that don't quite fit together in a nice, neat puzzle. Our journey as a class was not an easy ride. But one of the markers of authenticity is being able to adjust what comes and to face conflict together. That helps us to reach our center and find transformation. So for me, it was finding freedom and finding my voice. I'm leaving EMU today with an education, but I'm also leaving a very different person than I came in. I discovered who I was. And when you find this freedom, this part of you that I didn't even know was locked up when I discovered it, you realize you can't live without it. It's an integral part of you. You wake up to something new like I did in Honduras. So I'm in a Honduras on a hammock. Where are you? How will you know when you're truly free? I hope for all graduating today, this moment marks something important for each one of us. Thank you.
Thanks to each of you for representing your various programs. It's my honor to introduce our speaker for today, Michael Berenstain. You can read a more complete introduction of Mr. Berenstain in the program booklet. Michael developed a keen interest in drawing when he was a very young child. He also had a great interest in watching the creation of his parents' magazine cartoons during the 50s and finally the birth of the first Berenstain Bears book in 1962. Mike attended art school in Philadelphia in the early 70s, then worked as a designer in the children's book department of a New York publisher before starting his career as an author and illustrator. His first children's book was published in 1976, followed by some 30 more over the next 16 years. Since the late 80s, he has been very much involved as a writer and illustrator with his family's creation, the Berenstain Bears. Mike continues to work with his mother Jan, creating new books, writing, and illustrating. Aside from the Bears, Mike is interested in classical music, American history, astronomy, and physics. He likes to ski, spends a lot of time with his horses. Mike's son, Sam, is a member of the 2011 graduating class, receiving a degree in environmental sustainability. Please join me in welcoming Mr. Berenstain as he speaks to us on the theme, Simple Gifts, Thoughts from Childhood.
Thank you. The title of this book is The Berenstain Bears and the Trouble with Weather Forecasts, which we might subtitle The Berenstain Bears Maul and Consume the Weatherman. Now, I have this beautifully worked out formal speech that lasts 16 minutes. I timed it last night in the Marriott. But I think maybe we'll condense it a little bit under the circumstances, since you're now all really wet, just as I'm about to speak. President Schwarzendruber, Chair Dula, and Board of Trustees, faculty, staff, parents, and the graduating class of 2011. There is no frigate like a book to take us worlds away, wrote Emily Dickinson. Clearly, we are launched on our voyage of discovery to the land of reading on the frigate of the children's book. Very few of us skip directly ahead to the battleships Tolstoy, Proust, or Melville. Most of us spend a long sojourn among the creations of the Dr. Seusses, Beatrix Potters, and Maurice Sendaks of this world. Some of our most cherished beliefs and dearly held values, no doubt, are formed by this early embarkation on a sea of the imagination. The Good Ship children's book has taken us to many lands and climes, to places distant in both space and time, but it can also take us into our own inner world of thought and feeling. And it's worthy of note, in exploring this inward child in all of us, that many of the best-known examples of children's literature feature an extensive cast of talking animals. This is so obvious a fact that it is at first difficult to perceive its underlying strangeness. In reality, with the exception of parrots and a few other birds, animals simply do not talk. And while verbose beasts are the norm in children's books, they are highly unusual among adult books. Just why this is, I'm really not sure. But it does bring us to the vitally important issue of a particular type of talking animal, namely talking bears. I imagine that as soon as my parents, Stan and Jan Berenstain, created their first bear-themed children's book 50 years ago, people started asking them, why bears? And since I became involved with creating the Berenstain Bear books 20 years ago, I've been fielding that question too. Bears, of course, are a traditional staple of children's books, going back to that fateful day of long ago when Goldilocks decided to engage in a little illegal entry at an inadequately secured home in the woods. Children's book bears have ranged from the large and lumbering to the cute and cuddly. Our bears fall somewhere in between. They are big as people at least, and burly. They weigh on the fully packed side. But they are friendly and funny. They have no fangs, you may ask their dentist, and their claws have dwindled to little more than toenails. They walk on their hind legs, wear clothes, live in houses, albeit tree houses, and engage in a wide range of human activities. They drive cars, play soccer, eat pizza, go to school, and watch too much TV. But still, why bears? The fact is that bears are a natural stand-in for people. They are something like people, but not too much like them. They have rounded heads with eyes toward the front. They sometimes stand up on their hind legs, and they manipulate things with hand-like paws. We often say of large, burly people that they are bear-like. Children also are fascinated by large, powerful animals like bears, but they are threatened by them as well. The primary role of bears as semi-human children's book characters may be to help reassure about their own position in the food chain. My own family's special contribution to the literary bear clan has come to be universally identified with what we call family values. American moms, pops, and kids know and trust our characters as guides to the overwhelming task of attempting to become a sane, secure, and well-adjusted family. It was, I hasten to add, never our intention to take on this role of do-it-yourself family counselors. We prefer to leave serious psychologizing to the duly designated, licensed, and recognized professional authorities like Dr. Phil. But now we're pretty much stuck with it. People are always telling us that they like our books because they teach good lessons. But I beg to quibble with this. I think people actually like our books because they teach lessons good. The ethical messages of our books are not original. They lean on things like the golden rule, scarcely an innovation on our part. Their appeal comes rather from the way in which the familiar material is presented. We work hard to make our books funny and visually engaging. We try to make our characters interesting, and we try to tell good stories. Our books actually do have plots, not as convoluted as, say, a Harry Potter book, but still good for turning a few pages. The question, why bears, leads inevitably to the question, why the Berenstain Bears? My parents' professional interest in doing children's books, they started as magazine cartoonists, was aroused when many former cartoonists became prominent in the field of children's books during the 1960s. Most prominent of all was Theodore Seuss Geisel, a.k.a. Dr. Seuss, also editor and publisher of the Random House Beginner Books line, which grew out of his Cat in the Hat title. My parents, Stan and Jan, decided to try their hands at the creation of a children's book and found the result good. When they submitted their story about a family of bears to Dr. Seuss, he agreed with them. Ted, as he was known, became their first children's book editor, as well as their chief exhorter, mentor, fan, and at times slave driver. They created about 20 books with Ted Geisel and then went on to produce about 200 more over the next 40-odd years. The character of their relationship with Ted was established at their first meeting with the great man. "I like your bears," Ted began. "I think they're fun. I like the idea of family. And," he added encouragingly, "I love your drawings, but I need to know more about them. Who are these bears? What does Papa do for a living? What kind of pipe tobacco does he smoke?" To my parents' considerable dismay, he proceeded to subject their simple children's story to an analysis worthy of his literary studies at Oxford in the 1920s. In other words, he ripped it apart. They finished up their session, with handshakes and Ted's query, "How long do you think it'll take for the next draft?" And after a long, long series of drafts, sketches, and layouts, the first Berenstain Bear book, The Big Honey Hunt, was published in the spring of 1962. And I think we'll skip ahead a little, since everybody's so wet. It has sometimes been remarked that the father figure in their books is of the bumbling, accident-prone, foot-in-the-mouth variety popularized by such figures as Homer Simpson or Ray Barone on Everybody Loves Raymond. Those critical of this characterization of American fatherhood have assumed that some subversive ideological impulse was behind it, perhaps rooted in their origin in the turbulent 1960s. But I can assure you that the image of dad and mom they created was purely autobiographical. My father and mother really were a lot like Mom and Papa Bear. My father was not quite so goofy and accident-prone as Papa, and my mother was not quite so cool, calm, and collected as Mama, but the resemblance was close. And people naturally assume that this close connection between my own family and the Berenstain Bear family extends to every tiny detail and nuance. Are you Brother Bear? People ask me. No, I always answer, I have an older brother, so I guess I must be Sister Bear. And then people will ask, well, was there a sister in your family? I say, no, there was no sister. And they say, well, then where did Sister Bear come from? And I don't usually say, well, my parents made her up. It's the nature of fiction. Let me state for the record that none of us now or ever have been bears. Neither were any of us born in bear country. Actually, we're all from Philadelphia. And this is perhaps the time to clear up a confusion which persists about the name. No, it is not spelled Bernstein, Berenstain, or Bearstain. It is pronounced Berenstain, as in coffee stain or jello stain. Exactly how this particular spelling came about, no one knows. It's just been spelled that way ever since the great-grandparents got off the boat. It may have been a misprint by an immigration officer. America is proverbially a nation of immigrants, and my family was no exception. It represents a conglomeration of Jews who were fleeing pogroms in the Ukraine, Irish escaping the potato famine, a Scottish runaway who went to sea and jumped ship in an American port, what we now call an illegal alien, and a batch from Germany who added to the ranks of the misnamed Pennsylvania Dutch, all embodying the sentiments of Emma Lazarus on the base of the Statue of Liberty. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Not exactly a compliment, but we'll take it. Like all the other huddled masses, this mini melting pot of a family strove to establish itself, survive, and thrive in the new world. And in doing so, they drew on the accumulated folk wisdom and common sense evolved through centuries of hardship. When my parents began creating children's books, they not only used their great skills as artists and authors, but they harked back to the storehouse of family tradition to try to give helpful guidance to folks raising their own families. Much of that wit and wisdom has been embodied in short poems that introduce the subjects of many of the Berenstain Bears' books. And it occurred to me that these simple bits of verse could be viewed as markers or guideposts to young people like yourselves about to venture forth into the brave new world of postgraduate life. For instance, many of you will proceed direct from here, do not pass go, to sunnier shores, to beaches where palm trees sway for a little well-deserved R&R. But let me sound a cautionary note. Sometimes little bears' good behavior ends when they pack their pajamas and stay over with friends. Take a little circumspection along with your pajamas and toothbrush on the way to Cancun. Some of you may be taking off on globe-trotting trips, backpacking around Europe or other exciting destinations. Remember, small bears get big eyes when they take off and roam and sometimes forget all the good stuff at home. Don't forget your roots and the basic values of home and family. And as you roam, remember to be sensible and responsible with your finances. When little bears spend every nickel and penny, the trouble with money is they never have any. Once you're off on your own, it's way too easy to fall into the temptation of burning a hole in your credit card. Remember, that's just what the banks want you to do. When your summer fling is over and it's time to buckle down and get a job, be careful to stay true to your underlying beliefs. Don't let an amoral corporate culture lead you astray. When peer pressure rears its ugly head, it's easy for most cubs to be misled. And learn to reach out to others to help you on your way. After all, no man or bear is an island. When making friends, the cub who's wise is the cub who learns to compromise, advice which we are currently hearing extended to our political leaders. On the other hand, you don't want to submerge your own identity. Don't just go along with the crowd or follow the path of least resistance. Resist the temptation to go against your conscience to fit in with the fun crowd. One's sense of self-worth is often undone the first time one feels left out of the fun. Of course, even genuine friends can argue and get into conflict. Always be quick to make up after a quarrel. Never bear a grudge. When bears are angry and don't get along, a hug makes up for what went wrong. But getting along with others requires adherence to some basic rules of behavior, standards of etiquette. Rudeness and plain bad manners is never acceptable. Please and thank you help quite a lot to make a polite bear out of one who is not. One of the great ideals of our present generation is to care for our home, the earth, to pursue all the environmental goals we sum up as going green. I'm particularly conscious of this since my own son Sam, graduating today as an environmental studies major, has been my guide in that undertaking. I'm reminded of him when I read from the Berenstain Bears Don't Pollute Anymore. When bear country's cubs learn pollution's a fact, they help grown-ups learn to clean up their act. The most basic rule of life is honesty is the best policy. Always adhere to truthfulness as a bedrock ideal because No matter how you hope, no matter how you try, you can't make truth out of a lie. All of you will be going on into the world to get a job and discover the work that is meant for you. A daunting task, to be sure, but ultimately giving you a profound sense of self-worth. So many kinds of work to do, so much to look forward to. And be reassured, we all have something we do the best, a little bit better than the rest. It's just your job to figure out what that might be. Graduation from college means you're about to move on with your lives, both physically and spiritually. You will face trials and tribulations, but many more joys and triumphs. In closing, I think I can do better, no better than to quote from the Berenstain Bears' Moving Day. Their stuff is all packed, and here comes the truck. Let's move with the Bears and wish them good luck. Good luck, graduating class of 2011, and may the best wishes of the Berenstain Bears go with you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'd like to invite the faculty and staff of EMU to please stand so that graduates and their families can thank you for making EMU the great place that it is. Dr. Ronald L. Stalsfus, Professor of Business and Economics and Co-Director of the Master's in Business Administration Program, will assist with the hooding of those receiving master's degrees today. David Glanzer, Dean of the Graduate School, will now come, please.
President Schwarzendruber, faculty, Board of Trustee Representatives, parents, family, and friends, I am honored to present the Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, the Master of Arts in Counseling, the Master of Arts in Education, and the Master of Business Administration graduating classes of 2011 on this occasion of the 93rd annual commencement of Eastern Mennonite University. We recognize the following persons: those who have completed requirements for the Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, the Master of Arts in Counseling, the Master of Arts in Education, and Master of Business Administration degree, May 2011. Those who will complete requirements for the Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, the Master of Arts in Counseling, the Master of Arts in Education, and Master of Business Administration degree, summer or December 2011. Will the master's degree candidates please stand for the conferring of degrees? President Schwarzendruber, on behalf of the Eastern Mennonite University faculty, I present these candidates for their degrees.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty of Eastern Mennonite University, and upon the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees, the Mennonite Education Agency, and the Commonwealth of Virginia, I confer upon each of you, as presented, the degrees of Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, Master of Arts in Counseling, Master of Arts in Education, and Master of Business Administration, with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. We commission you to share the living faith to which God has called you. With this degree, we further urge you to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. You may now move your tassels from right to left. And you may be seated.
I am honored to present the students who have completed the requirements for graduate certificate in conflict transformation and graduate certificate in peacebuilding and conflict transformation in educational settings. Will graduate certificate candidates please stand?
On behalf of Eastern Mennonite University, I wish to recognize you as presented for the intensive study and achievement in completing the requirements of the course prescribed, and therefore award you the Graduate Certificate in Conflict Transformation and Graduate Certificate in Peace Building and Conflict Transformation in Educational Settings. We commission you to share the living faith to which God has called you. With this certificate, we urge you to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. You may be seated.
President Schwarzendruber, faculty, Board of Trustee representatives, parents, family, friends, I am honored to present the graduating class of 2011 on this occasion of the 93rd annual commencement of Eastern Mennonite University. We recognize the following groups: all who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Arts degree, December 2010, all who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Science degree, December 2010, all who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Arts degree, May 2011, all who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Science degree, May 2011, those who will complete requirements for the Bachelor of Arts degree, summer or December 2011, those who will complete requirements for the Bachelor of Science degree, summer or December 2011, those who will complete requirements for the Certificate in Pastoral Ministry, summer 2011. Will the undergraduate class of 2011 please stand for the conferring of degrees? President Schwarzendruber, on behalf of the Eastern Mennonite University faculty, I present these candidates for their respective degrees.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty of Eastern Mennonite University and on the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees, the Mennonite Education Agency, and the Commonwealth of Virginia, I confer upon each of you as presented the degrees of Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Science, and Certificate in Pastoral Ministry, with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. We commission you to share the living faith to which God has called you. With these degrees, we further urge you to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. You may move your tassels from right to left. And you may be seated. We recognize that many of you have come to honor a particular graduate today, and it's understandable that you may be eager to show a little enthusiasm as they receive their diploma. I should have asked Mr. Berenstain to write me a verse for how good bears would behave. But let me remind you that there are more than 400 graduates to be honored, and we would like for each of them to receive the recognition they deserve. And that will be most possible if your enthusiasm is moderate enough so that each graduate's name can be heard when announced. So if there is sustained applause, the challenge is that that can drown out the name of the person following. So I invite you, in the spirit of the book of Ecclesiastes, to remember that there is a time and place for everything. We also realize that some of you will want to take photos of your graduate. Please take them quickly if you could, and then step back for others to have their place. And finally, we would invite you to hold additional greetings until after the service, when there will be adequate time to meet each other on the lawn following the recessional. Thank you very, very much for being respectful to each other.
Now, will the graduates prepare to come forward to receive your diplomas as I read your name? We will begin with the Master of Arts. Those not able to be here will be recognized in absentia. Please hold your applause until the end. Robbie Muhammad Abdelhak. Jennifer Jeffries Adams in absentia. Rod A. Ammer. Kendra Christine Amott. Scott Ralph Amott. Muhammad Asadullah. Ryan Marcus Boyteen. Patricia J. Byrd in absentia. Carolyn E. Borden. Judith Ray Tollison Clark. Julia K. Dunst. Christopher Earhart. Roger W. Forrester. Linda J. Herr. Janelle Schantz Hertzler in absentia. Alice Warigia Hinga. James Steele Isaacs. Veronica Blues Levita in absentia. Janina Lisset Prado Mamani. Gloria Ann Marriott. Kimberly Ann Parrish Moody. Abdinasser Ibrahim Neuer in absentia. Christopher Bruce Peak Jr. Shannon Marie Pollock. Barbara Bass Robbins. Mara J. Roberts. Danny Salim. Dora Virginia Smith Cook. Rebecca Metcalf Stone. Bishaka Yanson Tamang. Francois Trowey. Ambrose W. Wakabugi. Daria Borislavova White. Daniel E. Shearer. Claudia Elaine Siemens Winter. Cheryl Lynn Welk. Aaron G. Constable. Christian Dieter Haas. Grace A. Coleman in absentia. Tara B. Kreider. Susan M. Sheets. Ellen Elaine Simonetti. Thomas Fred Smith. David Anthony Teacup. Christy Jo Rosenau Trumbo in absentia. Jean M. Washburn. Erica Quinn Yutzi. Abel Amoros in absentia. Abby Boxler Airy in absentia. Aaron Elizabeth Baer in absentia. Svetlana Yefimovna Balikenya in absentia. Rebecca Bigler Bontel in absentia. Kendall Todd Bauman. Judy Christina Berg in absentia. Jamie Berryhill in absentia. Anne Marie Bragg. Megan R. Burkholder. Nathan David Bushnell in absentia. Christy Michelle Chandler. Gail L. Cologne. Courtney Ann Connor in absentia. Lindsay Yancey Coiner in absentia. Wilda DiPietro. Lisa K. Earhart. Allison Jean Eberly in absentia. Jennifer C. Ennis in absentia. Robert Christopher Fenimore in absentia. Jennifer Marie Harner. Kathleen M. Holdsworth. Nicole Diana Horst, in absentia. Emily Jane Jacobs. Mary Kimberlyn Johnson. Tabitha May Rexrode Kazrowski. Karen Zoanne Kipp, in absentia. Chris Allen Knobb, in absentia. Laura Lee S. Nicely. Stephanie Broadhurst Nicely. Michelle Marie Lawrence. Ayami Makino. Crystal Annette Martin, in absentia. Joey L. Mason. Carolyn Marie Mays. Renee D. Miller Lapp, in absentia. Mary Virginia Pultz. Sonia Rebecca Randall, in absentia. Gwendolyn Emily Ressler, in absentia. Alexis Ann Root. Pamela Ann Rohr Root. Katie Lynn Schlegelmilk, in absentia. David Sigmund Schmidt, in absentia. Catherine Elizabeth Schneider, in absentia. Kathleen Abbott Schreckengost, in absentia. Kelly Elizabeth Shank, in absentia. Aaron A. Shiflett. Ashley Elizabeth Holcomb Short. Jesse David Skaggs, in absentia. Andrea M. Solomon, in absentia. Christine M. Stallings, in absentia. Melissa R. Stanchek, in absentia. Elizabeth Ann Steffi, in absentia. Sandra E. Sullivan. Rachel Weaver Tan. Deborah Forbes Waldrop. Tanya June Weaver, in absentia. Brittany Lee Weir, in absentia. Heidi Ann Wenger. Emily C. Whistleman, in absentia. Jennifer Lynn Worrell. Barbara Holsinger Willis. Cheryl Lynn Welk. Brandy Bennett Wolf. Paul John Yoder. Rebecca Edlund Yutzi. Philip Carl Geiser, in absentia. Crystal Del Tomlinson, in absentia. April Bethany Banks. Micah Dawn Branson. Jane S. Burgess. Dennis Chella. Michelle Lee Heilman. David Allen Kirby in absentia. Sarah Louise Tyree Reed. Kimberly Elizabeth Scheip. Juanita Ship Zaban. Please join me in congratulating these recipients of the Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, the Master of Arts in Counseling, the Master of Arts in Education, the Master of Business Administration, and the Graduate Certificate.
Some baccalaureate degree students will be graduating with academic honors today. You will find the designation of honors listed in the back of your commencement booklet. Now, will the undergraduate students please prepare to come forward to receive your diplomas as I read your names. Matthew Ned Atkins. Jennifer Elaine Crosby. Alicia Nicole Jancy. Vanessa Michelle Landis, summa cum laude. Jonathan Kirk Livers, summa cum laude. Megan Lynn Yoder, magna cum laude. Rachel Ellen Yoder, cum laude, honors program. Kendra Jill Anderson, magna cum laude, in absentia. Jennifer Marie Ayers. Daniel Todd Branner, in absentia. Jewel M. Brenneman, in absentia. Barbara Ann Bruce, in absentia. Rebecca Hope Bush, in absentia. Sherry L. Cataldi, in absentia. Misty Dawn Coffey. Shauna Michelle Cunningham. Laurie Darr. Jill DeLauder. Todd Dickerson. Susan Cosby Dillo. Chad Clarence Ellinger, cum laude. Alexander Miller Erskine. Stephanie Lynn Estep. Samantha Elizabeth Fallon, in absentia. Sandra Ann Farnham. Cœur Suzanne Ferdinand. Samantha Jordan Gangwer, cum laude, in absentia. Mildred I. Garcia, in absentia. Hannah Elizabeth Good. Courtney Brooke Gorman, in absentia. Fonda Mines Hamrick, cum laude. Shannon Michelle Hawkins, magna cum laude. Ashley Nicole Heltzel. Emily Joy Hershey, in absentia. Andrea Ferreira Homiak, in absentia. Irvin Joey C. Jones III, in absentia. Dana Lambert, cum laude. Brandy Lloyd, in absentia. Kimberly Susan Massey, cum laude. Diana Rochelle Miller, in absentia. Katie Renee Montgomery. Shannon Alicia Montgomery. Deborah A. Mosh, in absentia. Virginia Stephanie Perry, cum laude, in absentia. Thomas Grant Quick, in absentia. Sherry Sherman Reichgott, in absentia. Rebecca Mildred Robles, summa cum laude. Anna C. Rogers. Darren Scott Rogers. Brian Walter Schaefer, in absentia. Tammy Atkins Shank. Kayla Jo Short, in absentia. Margaret Stump Shrewsbury. Sandra R. Siegfried, summa cum laude. Carla K. Sowers, in absentia. Melissa Boone Stalbard. Tammy M. Stinson, cum laude, in absentia. Catherine Calhoun Torkelson. Michael J. Tranum, in absentia. Paula S. Upton. Sarah E. Vaughn. Michelle K. Wallace, in absentia. Donita K. Williams. Richard Dustin Williamson. Jessica Morgan Wright, magna cum laude, in absentia. Brent P. Anders, magna cum laude. Christopher Lee Baker. Elizabeth Zook Barge, cum laude. Jordan Ray Barkus. Sarah Joy Beachy, cum laude, honors program. Samuel Allen Berenstain. Benjamin Philip Berge, summa cum laude, honors program, cords of distinction. Richard D. Biko. Jennifer Louise Blosser, magna cum laude. Giselle Rosine Bogotto. Meg Brockman, summa cum laude. Monica Denise Burkholder, summa cum laude. Praveen Chetri, in absentia. Aaron Michael Klemmer, magna cum laude. Samantha Lee Cole, cum laude. Rebecca Bethany Copeland, cum laude. Andrew Martin Crorkin. Joshua Ryan Davis. Samfi Kamyanyanyo Gwendolyn Doe, cum laude, cords of distinction. Brianne Elise Eid, cum laude. Anna E. Engel, magna cum laude. Abby Elizabeth Erb, magna cum laude. Janelle May Freed, cum laude, cords of distinction. Danae Marie Fugley, cum laude. Megan Elizabeth Grove, cum laude. Caitlin Joy Hirschberger Heatwall, summa cum laude honors program. Jessica Lynn Hedrick, magna cum laude. Ethan C. Henderson. Braden Perron Hoover, cum laude. John Jacob Otto Hostetter, summa cum laude in absentia. Jenny Elizabeth Hypes. Shayna M. Kennel, magna cum laude. Rachel Elizabeth Kolb, cum laude. Christine Faye Kreider, cum laude. Jonathan J. Lamb, cum laude. Kelsey Gallagher Landis. Joshua Andrew Lederach, in absentia. Jasmine Nicole Martin, cum laude. Niels Brian Martin, cum laude. Bethany R. Miller, summa cum laude. Jonathan Horst Nofziger. Rebecca Elizabeth Nolt. Brianna K. Olschlegel, summa cum laude, honors program, cords of distinction. Cody Charles Peters. Christina Marie Reinhardt, summa cum laude. Leah Joy Risser, summa cum laude. Jessica Suzanne Sario, summa cum laude, honors program, cords of distinction. Amelia E. Schmid. Rachel M. Seal. Hannah Christine Shelley, cum laude. Sheila Louise Shank. Brooke Ariel Snyder, cum laude. Joseph Michael Sporey, summa cum laude. Michael Lamar Sporey, summa cum laude, honors program, cords of distinction. Jason Allen Sprunger, summa cum laude, honors program. Emma Elizabeth Stahl-Wirt, magna cum laude, honors program. Yvonne Jolene Stauffer. Michael Miller Schwarzendruber. Elisa Joy Troyer, summa cum laude, honors program. Courtney Lakia Walker, cords of distinction. Charlotte J. Wanger, magna cum laude. Heather Joy Yoder, magna cum laude. Caitlin Sue Yoder, cum laude. Maria Alice Yoder, summa cum laude. Larissa Diane Zare, summa cum laude, honors program. Lauren Alyssa Zare. Jacob Allen Zumfelde, summa cum laude, honors program. Alicia Pearl Best. Heidi Ann Bass, summa cum laude. Hannah Elizabeth Bolin. Christina Joy Bontrager, Caitlin Suzanne Butler, cum laude, Cody H. Davis in absentia, Jonathan Matthew Dean, M. Andrew Durstein, Abigail Whitney Diffenbach, cum laude, Samfi Kamyanyano Gwendolyn Doe, cum laude, Cords of Distinction, Giles Gregory Eanes, Brianna Joy Eshleman, summa cum laude, Honors Program, Rachel Elise Good, Anita E. Hoover, summa cum laude, Ingrid Marie Johnson, Regina Beth Kanegi, Hannah Jo Crable, cum laude, Lindsay Rose Lehman, cum laude, Jody L. LaRue, cum laude, in absentia, Sega K. Mommel, William Krause Morris, Cords of Distinction, David Edward Muskin, cum laude, Honors Program, Jessica Austin Miller, summa cum laude, Allison Dawn Peachy, Aaron E. Reichert, Stephen James Rittenhouse, magna cum laude, Jason David Ropp, Nicole Catherine Russer, summa cum laude, Honors Program, Brittany Shea Snyder, Amy Elizabeth Spicer, magna cum laude, in absentia, Jesse Roger Springer, Luciana Beatrice Stolzfus, Charity Lynn Strayer, summa cum laude, Cody Lynn Stutzman, Charles Allen Taylor Jr., Philip Charles Thiessen, Allison C. R. Terman, summa cum laude, Honors Program, Kristen Brianne White, cum laude, Jared Robert Whitmer, in absentia, Eric Brian Yoder, summa cum laude, Honors Program, Lynn McMullen Ollebach, in absentia, Robert F. Eppinger, in absentia, Leonard N. Root, in absentia, Daniel D. Tron, in absentia, Chad R. Weaver, in absentia, Larry H. Weber, in absentia, Hersh A. Abdul, Jamie Rochelle Albright, Estella Marie Bagnall, Sarah Marie Beck, summa cum laude, Honors Program, Caitlin Joy Bontrager, Alec W. Berkey, Kathleen Elizabeth Semini. Francisco Alexander Cotto. Lily Sky Dawkins. Derek N. Ebersole. Shannon M. Edwards. Jessica L. Eppard Columbell in absentia. Peyton Smeltzer Erb, magna cum laude, Cords of Distinction. Hannah Grace Gallagher. Malia Janine Gasho, cum laude. Rudolph James Graber. Christopher James Harpine. Timothy Lynn Hartman, summa cum laude. Anthony Lynn Hostetler. Aaron Rebecca Huddleston. Matt S. Jandel. George W. Johnson. Timothy B. Kaufman. Emily Jane King, summa cum laude. Stephen C. Niss, summa cum laude, honors program. Cassandra Marie Leatherman. Benice Lewis. Carly Ann Mason. Christopher Wayne Miller. Michael Landon Moles II. Jessica Renee Myers. Kristen Dawn Nussbaum. Boris A. Osuna. Ori N. Pancion. Patricia Ann Pegram. Myra Ramirez Villa, cum laude. Haley Brianne Riddle. Angelica Robles. J. Wilson Edward Roth, cum laude. Alyssa Suzanne Roy. Casey Lynn Ruark. Scott Parker Siebert. Mitchell Dean Stutzman. Christine Elizabeth Suters, summa cum laude in absentia. Jessica Lynn Sullivan in absentia. Stephen B. Thomas. Deborah Jane Vasquez. Julie Jill Weaver. Ryan Robert Walls. Ryan Spencer Yancey. Maria Joy Zare, summa cum laude. Catherine Ann Zook. Nona Floyd Allen. Nicole Anders. Pamela Vaught Ayers in absentia. Ellie Carlene Barnhart, cum laude. Aditone El Bashoran. Alisa M. Bergen in absentia. Casey A. Bergstrom in absentia. Kelly L. Biagio in absentia. Ashley Nicole Biller. Jared Gerber Bontrager. Leslie Dawn Brady in absentia. Crystal Lee Britton, magna cum laude. Christopher F. Brooks. Michael T. Bruner. Linda Shireen Samini. Jennifer Joy Clark, summa cum laude. Gail Lynn Cloyd, cum laude. Matthias C. Clymer. Vicki Lynn Bixler Cover, cum laude, in absentia. Barbara A. Cox, in absentia. Timothy Sprint Chrisman, cum laude. Edward F. D'Amico Jr., in absentia. Carrie Elizabeth Dean. Emily Elizabeth DiBenedetto, in absentia. Sanjay R.K. Dick. Donald B. Dillon, in absentia. Christy K. Donovan, in absentia. Travis A. Ebersole. Maureen Obiageli Enwezor, in absentia. Rachel L. Eshelman, magna cum laude, in absentia. Stacy May Eshelman, in absentia. Michael John Evans. Joe Ellen Farner, in absentia. Patricia Ann Fosnacht, summa cum laude, in absentia. Brittany Roseanne Pfeiffer. Kathy Ann Flick, in absentia. John Patrick Flynn, Jr., in absentia. Stephanie E. Frank, in absentia. Luke David Fugley. Brittany Nicole Gay. Felicia Elizabeth George. Alina N. Glazanova, in absentia. Dustin L. Good, summa cum laude. Liza Kimberly Berge Gunter. Wayne E. Harvey Sr., cum laude, in absentia. I don't have a page. Donald B. Dillon. Sorry. You're here. That's good. Now, where was I?
Christy K. Donovan. Who's the next person? Okay, it's Haley. Haley Joyce Hirschberger, cum laude. Leah Gail Hill. Diana L. Jarrell. Joy A. Johnston. In absentia. Angela Wines Kaler, summa cum laude. Joshua Cohen Kiger. Connie B. Lambert. Sherry K. Landis, in absentia. Ashley Camille Lang Tolliver. Carolyn Cook Law. Carmen Louise Long. Rosa Lopez, in absentia. Rachel E. Mackey, in absentia. Tina Marie Malik, in absentia. Emily Ann Miller. Krista K. Miller. Melissa Christine Miller. Susan K. Miller, in absentia. Christine Mosner, in absentia. Jennifer L. Mull, in absentia. Allison Rhea Painter. Tamala Powers Patterson, cum laude, in absentia. Bessie Jimenez Reigns. Jennifer Hood Ravel, cum laude, in absentia. David A. Reha, Jr., cum laude. Regina Ritchie Taylor. Crystal D. Robertson, summa cum laude. Rikia M. Robinson, cum laude. Amelia M. Rogers, magna cum laude, in absentia. Brianna Marie Rogers, in absentia. Jessica M. Rogers, in absentia. Kimberly Ann Ryman. Robin Ann Scruggs, in absentia. Eugenie Lay Satyawan, cum laude. Donna Barbara Schaefer, in absentia. Howard Wade Snow. Rashiva Chanel Sperry. Holly N. Stanford. Cassie I. Stevenson, in absentia. Rebecca Ann Stauffer. Dustin Michael Stutzman, in absentia. Robin Brill Taylor, cum laude. Pamela M. Terry. Elizabeth Teal, in absentia. Amanda Sue Thompson. Jolene Sue Turner, in absentia. Robin Van Tusing. Karen Waller. Melissa J. Wood, in absentia. Thomas V. Woodall. Jamie Ray Wyatt. Kelsey Lane Yoder.
please join me in congratulating the class of 2011.
Commencement is a day of celebration and farewell, but it is not a final goodbye. We continue to think of each one of you as part of our community scattered around the globe. At commencement, we send you with joy to carry what you learned here to new places and new people. To mark this ending, graduates, please stand as you are able and receive these words of commissioning. Graduates, today we send you, as God's Spirit calls, to serve and lead wherever your paths may take you in this wide world. Go as one of us, extending the mission of our university into a world crying out for peace and justice. Bear witness to faith, serve with compassion, and walk boldly in the way of love and peace. In our community of learning, you have acquired new knowledge, values, and skills. Use them to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. Go receiving and sharing the good news of love, grace, healing, and hope with all you meet along the way. Our prayers go with you. May God bless each of you with courage, wisdom, and joy for the journey. You may be seated.
Yvonne Berge, parent of graduating senior Benjamin Berge, and a member of our Board of Trustees, will offer the prayer of blessing. Following this prayer, the faculty and graduates will recess to the lawn above the fountain. And if I may invite your patience yet for just a few more minutes, please remain in your seats until all of the graduates have recessed to the fountain. Following the recessional, the audience is dismissed. Thank you so much for your patience today, for bearing with us in the weather. I realize it may have been a bit uncomfortable. Thank you so much for your patience and for your presence with us today. And if you will, please wait until the graduates have finished the recessional to the fountain. Thank you very much. Yvonne?
Let us pray. God of truth, love, and wisdom, as we celebrate today with these graduates, we are aware of your embracing presence. We sense you in the passion of the leaders, faculty, and staff. We feel you in the energy that is in this place. And we see you in the lives and achievements of these students. We thank you. God, in your presence, I offer this blessing spoken directly to the graduates. Graduates, you took a risk to come to EMU. Risks involving time, money, sacrifice, and opportunity. You came with bold aspirations. Your families and friends shared your dreams. Dreams of what might be on the other side of this educational bridge. Others held out hope when you were weary. You came with passion, skills, knowledge, and potential. You offered your gifts to this community while you shared this space, and you made it a better place. While you were here, you were nurtured and fed. You grew, were pruned, and became more than you could have imagined. You built relationships and further developed your values of Christian discipleship, community service, and peace building. You are ready to cross this bridge, and we rejoice with you. As you cross this bridge, you take relationships, learnings, and experiences with you. In new soil, you will not be the same as you were here on this campus. You have what you need to transplant yourselves as you lead and serve around the world. you will develop new relationships and acquire new competencies, and we celebrate with you. As you cross this educational bridge today, know that you are loved. Know that you have what you need, and know that the world needs you. Now go. Go with God's gifts of amazing grace, abundant joy, and joining peace. Amen.